Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second, the shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting third, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the right fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth, the DH, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth, the DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth, the catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheldon. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Terrell applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borgman moves to third. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Borgman scores. Bostock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Aaron moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron scores. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun is walked intentionally. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McKay hits a line drive into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bostock scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Lafayette Currens now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Bill Butler now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Aaron scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman is hit by the pitch. Braun moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Moore. Braun moves to third. Borgman moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun scores. Borgman scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheldon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Scott takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick juggles the ball. That's an error on Cusick. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a line drive into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Cusick moves to second. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Borgman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheldon strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to third. Rick Austin now pitching. Dan Ford pinch hits for Steve Braun. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing center field. John Briggs now playing left field. Lyman Bostock now playing right field. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Sharp hits a line drive towards first. Cusick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0-for-3 in the game. Babakwa hits a line drive into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.